between the life we see and the world we dream, there are stories when they are told. Nightmares become imagination. So please.
Thomas, you aren't.
Hello to the guild. Hopefully nothing has randomly started talking since we last met. Welcome to the Dimline Anxiety Podcast. I am your host, Giggles, and I want to know, what's your story? After all this time together, I don't think I've ever really said why I became so obsessed with this horror realm. When I was little, my mom owned an antique shop, which involved a lot of garage sale and auction shopping, looking for hidden treasures. At one of these events, I found a light cover that looked exactly like a magic looking glass. One of those glass balls. After that, I was lost to the dark side. The seance I remember most I performed with a friend. It was the day we saw the curtains move after. We asked for a sign. I have so many other stories that I will have to share with you at some point. Like the time I lived in a notoriously haunted hotel. But those stories are for a later date. Today, we realize that we all have anxiety when the lights grow dim with this next edition of this creepy series. Written by the fabulous author you can find on Reddit with the username Sugarfruit33. Sorry if my voice sounds a little different today. I've been working on getting over a bug, which is also why today's episode is out a little later than normal. Oops, sorry guys. That and the little cat chose to sleep on my hand for half the morning. Any cat owner knows, there is no moving after that. Anyway, here's a quick catch-up on last week's episode. That day at work was grueling. I kept falling asleep at my desk. I had a hard time processing what people were even saying to me. It was just one big blur. When I got home, the first thing I wanted to do was ask my wife, what the fuck happened last night? But after the incident in the nursery, I feared she'd tell me the doll crying is normal because it's our son. Okay guys, just a heads up. Today's story does deal with the loss of a child, to anyone who may be sensitive on this subject. What happens when the creepy doll is not the scariest thing about the creepy doll story? I guess you will just have to listen to find out. Submitted for the approval to the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety, I call this story The Tale of the Reborn Doll, Part 2. Watching her eat, the look on her face, I could tell she could barely get food down her throat. She was trying. She was really fucking trying. I felt guilty for not being more understanding. It was hard to accept that we were just going to be grieving in different ways no matter what. But I was at a crossroads when it felt like our grief couldn't help each other. The one thing that was itching at the back of my mind was last night. It was crying. How could it be crying? It didn't seemed to surprise her either. I tried to make any logical reasoning for it. Maybe she set an alarm with a baby crying sound, or there's a speaker inside of it, something to make it feel realer. It was possible, except for one thing. It sounded so much like him. If you're not a parent, a baby crying is just a baby crying. But I could pick out those cries from a crowd. Maybe it's just grief playing mind games, but I couldn't tell. Later that night, after brushing my teeth, I was walking to our bedroom when I noticed my wife in the nursery. She was slowly rocking back and forth in the rocking chair, humming to it. "Hey, I finally got him to sleep," she said after noticing me hovering in the doorway. "That's good. Come say goodnight." I stared for a moment before forcing myself to enter the room. She stood up and walked over to the crib, then gently placed it down. She leaned down and kissed its forehead, then turned to me. I glanced at her, then at it. I could tell she was expecting me to do the same. I hesitantly leaned towards it, my lips puckered. Suddenly, as I got close, a pungent smell entered my nostrils. I tried to ignore, but I recoiled as I got closer, the foul stench growing stronger. My wife glared at me in horror as I gagged, clasping my hand to my mouth. "What the fuck is wrong with you?" I'm sorry, it... him! Not it! Him!" "Oh, okay. He smells like a fucking dumpster fire. What, does he have built-in fecal mechanics too?" Tears welled in her eyes as I looked away in guilt, my entire body shaking. "Just admit that this is a joke to you. You think I'm embarrassing myself, that I'm crazy. Just say it." "Liv, no. Actually, don't. Just sleep somewhere else tonight. The couch, the fucking sidewalk, I don't care." "Okay." I flew out of the room before I could burst into tears of fury. I felt like such a fucking monster. Prioritizing both our healing was just tearing me apart. It was tearing us apart. I curled up on the couch and screamed into the pillow, leaving tear stains on the cover. I sobbed until it exhausted me, eventually knocking me out. All of a sudden, I was ripped from my slumber at the sound of glass shattering, my body jolting awake. I quickly sat up, my eyes darting around in a blur. Throwing the blanket off of me, I stood up and searched for the source of the sound. The room was pitch black as I ran my hand along the walls to find a light switch. Suddenly, my eyes shot open as something sharp impaled the bottom of my foot. "Fuck shit," I hissed to myself as I lifted my foot. Now I was hopping around till I found a light switch, while also avoiding glass that I could not see. Eventually, I found one and illuminated the kitchen. I looked down at my foot, a small trail of blood drops behind me. I lifted it up, blood leaking down my skin. It was a small shard of porcelain. So I pursed my lips, took a deep breath, bit my cheek, and yanked it out. I swallowed a scream as I placed the crimson-coated shard on the kitchen counter. Then I noticed some white powder on the bottom of my foot as well. I limped around the kitchen, soon finding a shattered cookie jar and an open flour bag spilled across the floor. God fucking damn it. I quickly tied an unused dish rag around my foot and began picking up the shards. The stress of the cut and the mess overshadowed the thought of how it even fell in the first place. But this thought came front and center when I noticed small, flour-coated footprints leading out of the kitchen. I slowly placed the last shard in the trash as my eyes stared under furrowed brows. I limped over and kneeled down, observing them closely. They looked like... No, impossible. I told myself it was impossible. But who else could have feet that small? It wasn't my wife. And it wasn't an animal. An uneasiness clouded over me as I quickly vacuumed it all up. The trail was longer than I realized as I exited the kitchen and made my way through the living room. Eventually, I reached the stairs, noticing the footprints went up them too. My eyes slowly glided up, then stared deeply into the dark hallway. I was able to at least try and logically explain the crying the other night. I couldn't make anything of this. I took a deep breath and slowly made my way upstairs. With each footprint that vanished into the vacuum, added one more beat to my pounding heart. When I reached the top step, I realized the trail led even further. I continued to follow it, taking the curve it took that ended at a door. That door. I slowly stood up, my heavy, shaking breaths hitting the wood. But I couldn't bring myself to go in. I just wanted to cry, feeling like I was being haunted by my own grief. I could have been standing there for a minute or an hour. Either way, it felt like forever before I finally stepped away and entered the bathroom. I held back tears as I made sure there wasn't any glass left in my foot. I properly bandaged it. With everything that had happened and was happening, all I could think was, why us? Why me? I just wanted to be a husband, a father, have a family. Why does life's unfairness have to be so cruel? It's more than just not getting what you want. It's losing what you love. It's your son dying after only 1 month of being. It's not unfair. It's just cruel. So fucking cruel. After securing the bandage, I limped out of the bathroom, my body weighing with exhaustion. Then I halted in front of the nursery door, my eyes scrunching shut as the sound of crying suddenly came from behind it. Never in my life have I prayed, not even for my son. It felt like shouting into a void. But at that moment, I prayed. I prayed for it to end. I needed it to end, but nobody was listening. Life wasn't that fair. I should have known that. I opened my eyes, tears welling in them, and kept walking past it. The cries grew fainter as there was a ceiling between us, but I could still hear them. I could feel them crying for Daddy as I laid my heavy head on the couch pillow. I had hoped my wife would wake up and deal with it. But she never did. The entire night, I laid there, tears drying against my cheeks as it relentlessly cried. My psyche was shattering piece by piece as it grew impossible to even keep a grasp on reality or try and figure out what the fuck was going on, while its screams filled my ears and bounced around in my skull. At that point, I just wanted to die. Or at least just be numb. To have the ability to not give a single fuck about anything happening. Even if for just 5 seconds, would have helped me sleep that night. By the time it was morning, the crying had stopped at some point. But I don't remember when. Jack, my wife suddenly said, her hand resting on my shoulder. I jolted my head, whipping towards her. I didn't mean to scare you. It's fine, I just didn't sleep. I could see guilt hanging on her expression. Is everything all right? I want to apologize for last night. You've been very patient with me, and I feel like I've been asking you for more than you can handle. We paused in silence for a moment, our eyes shifting around each other. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, too. I've been too judgmental. We don't have to be on the same page to care about each other. She sat down next to me and rested her head on my shoulder. I kissed the top of her head and enjoyed the quiet with her. I wanted to bring up what I saw last night, but figured now wasn't the time. And about the smell? You weren't wrong. I went to go see him this morning and it hit me like a truck. She chuckled weakly. Turns out he was molding on the inside, which can happen apparently. I reached out to the seller and she said this happens due to poor upkeep. Suddenly she broke into tears, collapsing into my chest. I held her close as her tears soaked through my shirt. How did I manage to lose them twice? My heart shattered. It's okay. It's okay. You can always get a new one. No, I can't. I looked into her eyes with deep concern. Olivia, can we speak honestly for a moment? With no hard feelings? She slowly nodded. It's a doll. You can get a new one. Even then, I knew I pushed the wrong buttons as she ripped herself from my arms and stormed upstairs. You don't get it. You never did. You know what? No. That's not fucking fair. None of this is fucking fair. Before I could get another word in, she was already in her bedroom, the door slamming behind her. I buried my face in my hands as I drew deep, slow breaths. Everyone always said grief brings people together. But all this is doing is tearing everything apart. My marriage, myself, my understanding of what's real and what isn't. I spent another workday in a complete daze. I got reprimanded by my boss for lack of work ethic. When I got home, I was met with a distraught wife. She was definitely still mad at me. so I considered whether or not to even ask if she was okay. Hey, hun, are you all right? I threw him out. Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you? Liv, surprised you didn't say thank God. Look, I'm sorry about this morning, but I'm trying, and I know that you know that. But it's hard when you keep flying off the handle. Do you want to see somebody? Maybe a grief counselor? He was my grief counselor. That's why I'm getting another one, just like you said, right?
Right. Whatever works for you, I smiled weakly. She sipped her coffee with a daze in her eyes, like she could see something that wasn't there. Just by looking at her, you could tell she was dangling at the edge. But I couldn't pry and prod anymore, for her sake and mine.
I am so in love with the realness behind these characters. They practically jump off the page with little effort for me. It is both devastating and guiltily interesting, which makes it that much more frightening. Do you think the next one will, the doll, will come to life as well? Or do you think the husband is just having a psychotic break and creating his own hell? Hopefully, we will find out in next week's episode. Well, you heard it too. What did you think? Was it scary enough? Or better question, can you do better? Can you scare the laughter out of me? Now for the details. If you want to be a more active part of the guild, visit the website. Everything you could want is there, from all the social media links to the links to everywhere the podcast is available. If you would like to see the podcast available on a specific platform that it is not available on now, just shoot me an email letting me know at dimlightanxiety@gmail.com. That is also on the website, in case you were wondering. Wait. What is the website, you ask? That's easy. It's just the name of the podcast with a .com at the end. That's dimlightanxiety.com. Thank you guys so much for listening today. I can't tell you how much it means to not just me, but also the writers. If you could also leave a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, Google, or any platform you use to listen to today's episode, it really helps these writers get the attention they deserve. Speaking of the writers, I want to give one more shout out to the author of our nightmares this week. You can find them on Reddit with the username Sugarfruit33. And finally, here is the teaser for next week's wrap-up of this couple's journey with a doll. Enjoy, if you dare. My trembling breath filled the silent room as my body stayed frozen on the bed. I couldn't even squeeze out a groan to try and wake her. Then, the sound of a door creaking open came from the hallway, and the cries began again. I declare this meeting of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety closed. Don't let the nightmares overwhelm you. At least until next week, creep it real! This podcast does not condone any physical harm on yourself or others. These are fictional stories intended only for entertainment.